Today is January 28th, 2003. Eileen DeVinny is here. I'm Bill Schneider. And today we have the pleasure of talking about the naming of Kyana and a little bit about the history of Kyana. And we have Percy Jackson with us here. We have Roger Tark. We have Walter Cook, Leo Jackson, and Tommy Sheldon. So thank you all for taking the time to do this. Last night we were talking about the naming of this place, Kyana. And so at that point there was some discussion about how it might be valuable to have you talk about the naming and the different thoughts about why it was named this way. So I'll let you go ahead and...
you ready to record now, or
yeah. Sure?
Go not ahead, yet. No, we're good.
Yeah, I'm going to try to speak English. If you can understand me later. this Kyana is. It's a word that it's supposed to be a name for this small village. Like I said, I have been drawing that old village from way back, early 1900. Because when I grow up, when I see those buildings, I see those buildings were all getting rotten already. So it must have been 1898, where the white people first came, they come to Kyana. Kyana. And how we get stuck on this one seems like, because we're talking about three things like Kyana. Kayat means rivers meet together, three of them. And Kyan, we don't know which one to take, but it says Kyana means there's, if you're talking about Kyana, there's a point. They're talking about that Kyan. When we're talking about Kyana, Kayat means three rivers meet. And I think they all had meeting in certain part of this village. Every one of them. Kayan, Kayak, and so it's kind of a kind of hard to understand, but since you're talking about Kayan, it means it's right there across the river. Kayak means together, rivers meet together. And Kayan means some seems like somebody's name. It's hard to say because there's hundreds of years people live here. There's few people that were supposed to be down the line from those people who live here in the village, first of all. Tuluangnasuguruk and some others too. My wife is one of those people that was down the line from those people, first people from Kyana. So I would say if you're talking about Kyan, Kayak, and they all have meaning right here in the same village.
That's very helpful.
From what I heard about Kyan, naming of Kyan, it's named for that point across the river, the point that we were talking about last night. The name of that point is Kyana. Kyan. There's lots of names, Eskimo names, all around Cayenne, there's Oktuteyak, Saprechak, Nyaktowik, Salinyak. There's all kinds of names, and that the name for that point across from the village here is Kayana. Kayan for short, and it's a name Kayana. And Katyak is where the rivers meet. There's a lot of Katyaks in this area all over, on up the river, down river, there's a lot of Katyaks. So that's from what my father told me. My father died in 1991. He was 86 years old. He told me that it is this village is named for that point across the village, Kayana. The white people, when they come here, the miners, I guess maybe the Eskimo's name is Kayana. They hear the white people hear the Eskimos talking about Kayana, and they call it Kayana for that Kayana. That's why I understand it. That's how I understand Kayana got its name. And the Eskimo name is Katyak because it's where the rivers meet. That's what my father told me when it was before he died. He told me a lot of things about the names of the places around here. He even took me up the river, all the way up to Hunt River, and tell me the names of certain places. There's an Eskimo name for every bend. One name for the land there, and right across it, there's a name. There's name for every bend. And that's how the Eskimos name all the places around here. And you ever hear about Doug Anderson? Doug Anderson. I took Doug Anderson up the river with my boat. And I tell him about all the names that I know of. And he put it on. We stopped every bend. Took us all day to get up to Hunt River. Sometimes we'd stop and then we'd argue. He said, that's not the name according to a map. It's not the name. And then I say, that's the way I heard it from the Eskimos. And then all the way up to Hunt River, there's a name for every place across there, all over. So I think Doug Anderson got it on a map. That's the way I heard. That's the way I heard. Kayana got its name. And last summer I was talking to Esther Norton in Kotzebue. Her maiden name is Kayana. She said that Kayana is named for her grandfather, but I don't know. I think Percy got something to say about this. Percy Horal Lane. Tamno khoti ka chwi wink kan
nakur.
Ilimu turuk nakpa.
Ya, ilimu turuk nakhtun.
Okay, Percy thinks that what I say is the way he's heard it from the old people.
I want to add a little more of what I know. This is not the only three rivers meet here in the Kobuk River. There are three of them over in Saliwik, like Siliwik, Dagrawik, Kuro, where the Kayana Kanya meet means right there where the rivers meet. Same kind. Three rivers meet, Kayana, over there. But there's nobody living there, there are people living in Saluik. That's why they never mention that Kayana, not too often, because there's nobody live over there. here we're living in Kayamit, they call us. Kayak means Kayana. Kayak.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you
and
learn that?
I know
that
Roger talking sense.
I know yesterday there was some discussion, was it Three Rivers or Two Rivers? And I wondered if anyone
it's
sees a difference.
Actually, it's just two rivers. Those two across from the village, they're both Kobuk River.
Right.
They both come from the Kobuk River. Right. And there's only one river, that Squirrel River, that goes up that towards north. And from the east, that's actually one river.
Right.
But it's got 2 miles. It's seven and a half miles up the river. It's just come apart and come into Kayana. And that's why it's called Kayak.
Mm. It does look funny from... It's an odd way the rivers come together. So.
Uh-huh.
Walter, do you want to add something?
Yeah.
As I was growing up, you know,
we went to my native language when I was small. They used to call it Kayak. And that's how I learned it from our native people. And then later on, that the point they're talking about right across from the village is Kayana. And all these years, seems like these other villages, surrounding villages, I always call our native people Kayamit. The name for that Three Rivers. And I think the main purpose of this meeting here is, I guess, Kayana was the main name for Kayana. And that's what I agree with these people, you know, because they're older than me, so they know more about this place here.
Good. Should we...
Does Leo have anything? Leo,
we forgot you.
Yalalak, shuningli, shumbatik, shumningli, yalkajakun, yonel, katakam, temal, kanuk, atikakmangan, at hori, winak, pingli.
Only thing I heard is what Roger and Tommy told. That's the way I heard it. No one else has told me any different stories about this Kayana. This must be it. I don't know of anything else to add.